Hello.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Good. Ready for some? I'm ready for some Arthur Bryant's.
What's that?
Barbecue.
Oh, okay. I go to Jack Stacks.
Jack Stacks works too. That's my post game.
Yeah, because I live down south, so there's a Jack Stack down there.
Yeah, Jack Stacks rocks. You know, people are saying the Niners aren't as bad as their 0-2 record indicates, and people wonder if you guys are as good as your 2-0 record indicates. Do you think this game's going to tell a lot both ways?
Well, I mean, I don't know either way. I guess that's a good question. I don't really I haven't looked at it like that, I guess, yet, you know, this early in the week, but I do know that, you know, this 49ers team that doesn't lack for talent. I mean, you just go up and down the roster, and, you know, I think there's 11 or 12 first-round draft picks. And so that tells me right there that they don't lack for talent. They just haven't found a way to win this early in the season yet.
How do you gauge their offense when you have them in Seattle with all the problems they had on the road, and then you see what they did against a pretty good Saints defense? How do you mesh the two and try to figure out what you're going to be dealing with?
Well, I mean, I think you try to look and see what they had success with, and I think that that's, you know, certainly being pretty decisive with the ball and getting in places quick, running the football. So we have to look at what they've done well and what we haven't done well and try to improve what we haven't done well and try to anticipate what they're probably going to do by the success that they've had in the first couple games.
I mean, you guys are obviously playing very good defense. Is it almost encouraging to be 2-0, even though the offense hasn't really started clicking yet, to give you hope that when they get going, how good you guys can really be?
Well, I mean, I think if you play in this league long enough, there's certain times where one side of the ball is not giving you what everybody had hoped, and you just have to pick up the other side, and really you don't look at when are they going to come around. It's this is how we're playing, this is how we're going to win games, and you know, just as the 49ers are probably looking at, they, you know, we're pretty pleased with the second half that they played in their game, and we're pretty pleased how we played last week in the second half, not allowing any points, and being able to control the clock and move the ball and you know, seal it with our offense on the field in the first down.
Well, now that you've been in Kansas City for a season plus, where do you rank Arrowhead Stadium as far as crowd noise and difficulty for an opposing team to run an offense?
Well, I mean, I can remember back in 97 and 98 playing with the Steelers, having to come to this place, you know, every year on Monday night and playing that annual Steelers-Chiefs game, and, you know, it was impossible to play. And you know, coming back here with the Patriots in maybe 04, 05, and it was tough. So we got back to that on Monday night, and our fans were happy, and you know, we needed to play well for them and give them a reason to cheer.
Is there any place, I mean, they say Quest Field's pretty loud. Do you think Arrowhead's the loudest place in the NFL? Or?
Well, it's one of them. It's one of them, and it's the biggest. So if we can get our fans to come out, you know, to support us, and then we play and exhibit a play that warrants them cheering, it can get loud.
What did you see from Alex Smith in this last game particularly that kind of caught your eye with what he was doing against the Saints?
Well, I mean, I think just being athletic and obviously being, you know, like I said, decisive with the ball, getting it into his playmakers as quick as possible and really just trying to be a leader. And I know that, you know, he's been there for 5 or 6 years and kind of had some ups and downs, but you know, you got to respect the guy that hangs in there and continues to kind of have other faces come in there and camp and battle with him, and you know, here he is looking like he's ready to have some success.
Do you see any similarities with what Scott's doing there, building the sheet, you know, kind of rebuilding the organization with what you guys were able to do in New England?
Well, I mean, I think that's all really he knows. I mean, that's he was in Cleveland with, you know, with Bill and no, then they went to New England or New York and stopped in between, and you know, so that's all really Scott knows is kind of how to build a team, I guess, similar to that, with trying to have guys on your team that think football, you know, is important, that, you know, put the team first, that are, you know, willing to play smart and tough and all that stuff. So, you know, I just think that's all he knows.
When you take a look at your defense, so many of those guys are just, you know, really young, with Eric Berry, Tyson Jackson, all those guys. How have they developed over this season, and do you see them, you know, steadily improving throughout the year?
Well, I mean, I think we all have to improve throughout the year. You can't play your best game in September and think that you're going to be in the playoffs. at the end of the season. So we all need to improve. We all need to keep getting better daily, and hope that it carries over to the game. And, you know, whether this is your first year, second year, or 14th year, you're expected to go out there and perform and help the team win.
And staying with Eric Berry in particular, I mean, what has he brought to the table this year, with you guys, that you guys haven't had in the past?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of great safeties here. So, I mean, I think that, to say that we haven't had in the Chiefs organization a safety with any ability, I think is doing a disservice to all those guys that played here before and were successful back in the early 90s. So what Eric does is he brings speed and athleticism to the position that that helps us.
Mike, what have you seen anything in particular from the 49ers offensive lineman, the rookie offensive lineman, that is, Davis and Upati, between their week one game against the Saints and a couple nights ago against New Orleans?
Well, not having watched a whole lot of these guys yet on Wednesday, just pretty much what I saw on Monday and then a little bit this morning on film, just, obviously they have a lot of talent there, and it's going to take some time for them to develop and truly, develop into a great lineman, and I'm sure that they want them to be, and I'm sure that they want to be. So they'll, it's tough coming in here as a rookie in this league and playing offensive line, but it looked like in the second half of that game that they were starting to develop an identity the way they were trying to run the ball.
Mike, you've seen a lot of some of the great linebackers of your generation in the past 10 years. Where's Patrick Willis finding his spot in that conversation?
Well, I mean, I think unfortunately for me, I don't get to see him or I haven't watched him enough. But, if you believe what his coach says and believe what everybody that's ever watched him says, just a phenomenal player. So, I mean, I've seen him. We played against him once, and I know that if you don't block him, he's going to make the play. So that's the bottom line, is this: you don't block him, he's going to be in on the play. And whether that's outside, inside, down the field, or behind the line of scrimmage. So it's just, you gotta block him.
All right, Mike, hey, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Take it easy.